Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Well, Lee, everybody's concerned, from the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal, with the folk hero status that the United Healthcare assassin is getting.
Mm-hmm.
Not my words, by the way. That is the actual headline in the New York Times. Some on social media see suspect in CEO killing as a folk hero. Wow, this is literally terrifying, because this is the left cheering on someone they think is battling capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
They think. There is no capitalism involved here with this healthcare industry. None whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a very good point. There's not.
And look, the Republicans tried to inject some capitalism, some free market choice, which would have brought prices down.
Right.
But they were defeated by the Democrats in a straight party line vote when Obamacare passed.
Yep.
So this idea, we ought to fight capitalism, too many profit. Well, no, that's how it was designed. That's how Obamacare was designed.
Yeah, it was designed to implode the system.
Absolutely. And you remember that. And I remember covering it.
Yeah.
And what happened was, what was supposed to happen was this. Somebody needs to explain this to these poor people on the left. That it was supposed to escalate the cost and decrease the coverage for those in the middle class and up in order to force them into what was called, remember, the public option?
Right.
And it was, and they freely admitted this.
Yes.
That the middle class was going to play, where they said, well, you know, overall people pay less, but the middle class, upper middle class, they were all going to pay more, or they could join the public option, because the middle class, remember, didn't want the public option. They didn't want socialized medicine. So the problem was with Obamacare at the last minute. And by the way, if you want to remember who wrote Obamacare, I'll never forget this as long as I live. A virtual conga line of health insurance executives and lobbyists who were at the White House every day.
Yeah.
Wrote it. And Democrats passed it without a single Republican vote. So when you look at United CEO, you know, CEO, healthcare CEO, he is doing exactly what the Democrats want. Take your money in increasing increments, provide you with less and less and less healthcare, and generally screw you over.
Well, that's what I was saying the other day, that, you know, if you really can't blame the insurance companies.
No.
It is our federal government that set this whole thing up.
Well, specifically, it's the Democrats.
Yes.
And they were honest about this. They were going to make it so tough on the middle class and up that they would beg for the public option. Everyone would choose it, and it would kill the healthcare industry. But before it killed the healthcare industry, exactly what is happening now would happen. Well, remember, they came up one vote short on the public option. They had to strip it out,
uh-huh,
or they couldn't pass it.
Yep.
So what they said was, okay, we're going to win, and then we'll come back and add the public option, because people are going to be begging to get out of this health insurance mess we've made. Well, they didn't win. And so it's always been left as a system designed to make healthcare unaffordable, even if you have it, but you still have to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
A system in which companies like United Healthcare would have no real competition. That's by design. And then the Supreme Court went, yeah, it's a tax. And if you think about it, really kind of is a tax. You pay money for no good reason to United Healthcare, and they screw you. And they, literally, that's not just me talking. They're not wrong about this. That the lawsuit right now, I mean, it is incredible. 9 out of 10 legitimate claims are denied because of this AI system set up by United Healthcare. The AI targets you to figure out if you are the sickest people, if you're the, you know, the least able to fight back for whatever reason. The AI can figure it out, target you for denial of your legitimate claims, and the company knows it's a legitimate claim. They're just betting you won't be savvy enough or have enough energy if you're sick to fight. They are killing people with this. This is a lawsuit on behalf of people they've killed, because guess what? People don't understand this. If you go into the emergency room and you're bleeding because you've been shot, they have to treat you. If you've got cancer and your legitimate claim was denied, guess what happens when you go in for your next treatment if you don't pay or you can't pay? You don't get a treatment. You die. What if you need your pacemaker updated in some sort of procedure? What happens if you didn't pay for the last one because United Healthcare knew damn well they were supposed to pay for it, but did it? Denied. You die. People are starting to die, which is the goal. It was always supposed to be escalatingly expensive. Now, we have a little bit of progress overnight, though. CBS News, mainstream media, has admitted for the first time, Lee, that Obamacare has failed, as it was designed to do. Health insurance costs are far outpacing even inflation, leaving more consumers on the hook each year for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. Well, of course they are. By law, you have to buy it, and there's no competition. So you got to buy this crap product. You think United Healthcare would get away with an AI system that denies 9 out of 10 claims among the certain, like, sickest group of people, the most expensive group of people to cover? You think they'd get away with that in a free market system? No
company would.
They'd be like, forget you. I'm going to go over here. This is a better idea. And you know what? They wouldn't even do it because competition. They wouldn't do it. They can only get away. So everybody's buzzing on the left about this lawsuit, about United. They're not wrong about it. It is evil what United is doing. And yes, this CEO would have known about it. But why can he do it? Because you can't leave. Mm-hmm. Remember what the GOP wanted to do? They wanted you to be able to buy health insurance across state lines. They wanted to create a massive countrywide market.
Competition.
That's capitalism.
Yes, exactly.
There's no capitalism here.
No, this is socialism.
Yes. It's socialism that is doing this. So if his claim was denied, if he was one of the 9 out of 10... in this lawsuit, it's really terrible. You read the lawsuit, you're like, oh my gosh, that they did this. By the way, they have by far, they almost immediately after they launched that AI denial claim system, UnitedHealthcare went to the largest rejection rate out of any of the healthcare providers. But guess what? We can't buy across state lines. And so in a lot of these states, United is one of the 1, 2, or 3 healthcare companies you can buy from, and you have to buy by law. Democrats created this mess.
Mm-hmm. Exclusively.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to fix this, you kill all CEOs you want. That's horrible. Don't do it. But you can't. It won't change until you defeat the Democrats decisively and let Republicans rewrite this. Other than that, these CEOs do whatever you want. You got to buy their crappy product. Thank you, Democrat. By the way, for you liberals out there, not one Republican vote for this monstrosity. Not one.
That's amazing.
I know.
As many rhinos as we've got up there, that not a single Republican ever voted for Obamacare.
Nope.
Gosh.
So the healthcare costs under Obamacare, as they were designed to, again, CBS News report, cost far outpacing inflation. That's nuts. At the same time, some insurers are rejecting 1 in 5 claims, CBS says. Yeah, for United, it's 2/3 now. Right? That's only going to get more and more and more and more because you got to buy their crappy product. That's what the law says. Fix it. You will see healthcare costs come down. In fact, I would love to see a system that encourages cash payments.
Yeah.
If you want. You go out there. You know what I would love to have? And this is what I've always wanted. I want a low-cost, high deductible, true insurance plan, like protect me against catastrophic,
mm-hmm.
and I'll pay for the rest out of pocket.
Well, that's the way it used
to be.
That's
what I want.
That's the way this used to be. I remember growing up, when you went to the doctor's office, you paid the doctor.
Yes.
There was no insurance. There was no copay. I mean, of course, I'm talking about the 60s and 70s, but that was how it was done. And now you had insurance if you had to go to the hospital and had some emergency treatment or, pregnancy or what. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it was there for. But now we've injected insurance into just even the most simple call at or visit to a doctor. And that's what's driving up cost. It is absolutely ridiculous. Anytime you involve government into a situation, you are going to make it more expensive and less efficient. And they have done that on steroids with our healthcare industry.
This chart that CBS News includes is incredible. Since about 2012, when Barack Obama left office, we've gone from the average premium for the average family was around $12,000. Today it is $25,572. And many people don't know that because their employer pays it.
Go back and listen to what Obama said about Obamacare. Everything that administration told you about what happened was an absolute lie. Everything about it was a lie. You won't get to keep your doctor. You won't save $2,500 a year. You won't be able to keep getting the same coverage that you had. And they said the exact opposite, and everything they said was an absolute lie.
I remember how they laughed at the American people for being so stupid as to believe their lies. Well, this kid did. And he killed a CEO for operating exactly the way the Democrats planned.
Yeah.
A way that is not even close to what capitalism is. But you know what? A lot of these people who are online who just love this guy, think he's great, they're young enough. They don't remember when this thing passed. I mean, it was almost 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
It's 2010. They don't have any recollection of it. They weren't paying attention to politics. They think they're looking at capitalism. No, capitalism would easily fix this. But they won't allow it.